This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bikini weather, guys.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do the show outside.
Please. That would be nice and brisk.
Why are we inside when we could be outside in this amazing weather?
We should go to the beach.
What beach? No, listen.
Or a beach.
Okay. Lake?
Make a beach?
Yes. Lake?
Yeah.
As someone that has lived on the coast, I get insulted when y'all call it the beach.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on. What?
Really?
It's a lake. Call it whatever the hell the land next to a lake is.
Why can't a lake have a beach?
Because it can't. Because the beach has to do with the ocean.
Well, I've been on many beaches on many lakes with a nice sandy beach.
Yeah. Now, I don't think that's what it's called, but we'll move past that. It's so nice out there.
It is. It's unseasonably nice.
I can't fake this anymore.
Yeah.
It is cold.
It sucks so much out there.
Everything hurts.
Yeah. Absolutely everything. It not just like hurts, but in severe pain. My fingers are going to fall off.
Hold on. I understand that it's extremely cold out, but you are exaggerating a little bit coming from Minnesota.
We're not from Minnesota. We're from Maine, and it still sucks. It's 11 outside right now.
I realize that, but we need to go another maybe 30 degrees below with some wind chill, and then maybe you can start complaining about this weather.
What are you talking about? This is not normal.
Here's the thing. People from warmer climates come here, and it's like, yeah, this is really cold. I get that because, you know, you're not from here. What we're used to is not Minnesota weather.
Oh, please.
It's insanely cold up there. It's very cold here. So we get acclimated. So what's very cold here is very cold there, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I start complaining when the whole city of Kansas City starts complaining.
Right.
You know, like I'm standing back there and I'm like, is it cold enough to complain yet at 25? No. Is it cold enough to complain yet at 10? Yes.
Yeah.
Mad props to anyone who went out to the game on Sunday. Heroes.
My God.
How do you even play in that?
And they were just, you know, short sleeves.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I know you're running around, but still.
I love those giant capes that they put on them when they have all of their food. It literally looks like a Dracula cape or a Superman cape, either way.
Yeah.
You know, what I don't understand is football is primarily played in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And all or almost all of the arenas are outdoors. Why?
Yeah, there's like, what, two domes?
Right. Why? Just snap a lid on that little bitch. It will be so much better for everyone.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm dead. We were just totally jamming with that. And then that's the end of the song.
It's only a 2-minute song.
Well, that is a short song.
That is by request by Stacey Moody. Who, I played it because I can't believe Stacey Moody is requesting something that we actually play.
I know.
On the station.
I really like that song.
Yeah, Sunflower by Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, it was good. You guys like it?
Yeah. I'm, again, very sorry that we just broke. Is that the end of the song? This is our job. I was looking into what a beach is, technically.
Which is?
And?
You're fine. You're right. Fine.
We're right.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yes, we are. We knew
call
that.
It a shore. Call it something else.
A shore?
Yeah.
No, it's a beach.
No, technically it is.
I know.
But it's not at the same. That's my only response at this point because I'm sick.
Definition of beach. A pebbly or sandy shore.
Shore. Is a peach.
It's still a beach.
I'm sorry. Do you really call it? Let's go to the beach. Is it called something beach when it's the sand around there? Because it's called, like, I don't know, Long Beach, all these other beaches, Atlantic Beach, Miami Beach. They call it beach when it's around the ocean.
If you ever go to the Ozarks or if you ever go to,
is it
like,
called Ozark Beach?
Okoboji, you will have people out on the beaches and be like, hey, let's go enjoy the weather on the beach.
No, it's not the beach. It's the sand by the lake.
Oh, my
it's
God.
The sand by the lake. It is not a beach. I don't care what Merriam-Webster says. She's a bitch.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree then, Jordan.
Would you say that Merriam-Webster is a beach? Wow.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
100 years ago in Kansas City, Kansas Cityans getting yelled at. They are not doing their civic duty.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
This is something that we, 100 years later, still kind of avoid. So I'll tell you all that coming up with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. First, let's kick it off, Chris.
On this day in 2017, the Women's March marches coinciding with Trump's inauguration. Here's why they feel like they need to march.
This march on Washington is to ensure that Congress, our new president, and the Senate know that we're going to continue to fight for our rights, that we're going to protect the most marginalized communities.
That's right, and fight for our right to party.
That's right.
And the Chiefs, don't say the name of the football game. We can't say that. All right, what else is going on?
On this day in music history in 2014, Against Me releases the album Transgender Dysphoria Blues. Here's a little snippet of that.
Badass group, Laura Jane Grace. It was their first album since the lead singer Laura Jane Grace, quote, came out as transgender.
I definitely got a Freddie Mercury Queen vibe with that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm digging that.
Yeah, no, they're such a good band. So good.
On this day in 2008, the Black Monday hits, wiping out the stock exchange.
Take your place from the mergers!
I do. I was working and I got let go like a few months later because of
same here.
Economy.
Same here. There were four times that the stock market like hit really, really, really low, and this would be the most recent one. Of course, when we were adults, dude, I had to eat like cat food and stuff. Oh, I had to awful. The second I saw that, I shivered. Did you get hit by the stock market or any of the 20?
I was like 19 in 2008.
Wasn't gas up to like $5 a gallon?
Well, not in the Midwest. We got to like $4. But yeah, I lost my job. Had to find a similar one. I had to take a $4 an hour rate reduction.
Ugh.
That hurt.
I had to go to unemployment and had to go do these meetings where they would tell you how to get a job. And I'd be sitting there going like, oh my God, come on. I know this. This is not my fault. The economy is too. Then you have other people at the very end. They're like, do you have any questions? And someone's like raising their hand. Can I fill out an application in a red pen? I'm like, oh, how do these people do this? That's who should be in this meeting. I know what I'm doing. There's just no jobs. The economy is crap.
On this day in 1986, 100 people participate in the Nude Olympics race in Indiana, and the temps are only 37 degrees. I tried to find some audio for this, but when I searched in Nude Olympics, I got some wrong searches. So I wasn't going to go through all that.
This would be Purdue University, and somebody started it in the 1950s, the Nude Olympics in the winter. And it went until whatever year this was. Was it 1986?
86. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, till the school is like, we're a top 10 school. We can't have our students running around looking stupid and getting frostbite on every part of their body while they do the Nude Olympics. P.S. That the original Olympics, like back in the day. Back in the day. Like, I'm talking like
the
Greek.
Roman days.
Yeah, the Roman ones. They were naked.
Yeah, absolutely they were. And they wrestled.
Could you imagine if we... Move on.
On this day in 1981, the first production DeLorean was built, and here's the very first car commercial.
The DeLorean. Gull-wing doors rise effortlessly, beckoning you inside. The sleek, stainless steel DeLorean. Beautifully crafted for long life. The DeLorean is one of the most awaited automobiles in automotive history. Drive the DeLorean. Live the dream today.
Why does that commercial, the music sound like Dallas intro?
That's how all 80s commercials were, basically.
Burger King was like that. McDonald's, the General Car Insurance was like that. There are around 35, they start at 35,000. DeLoreans right now. 35,000 is where they're going for. Also, some people have painted them red.
you can get whole different colors. I've seen white, black. It looks really cool when it's not in the stainless steel.
Really? Because I'm like, OG, give me that stainless steel.
Right. When it first came out, weren't they a huge flop? Like, yes. Nobody bought them.
Yes. It was the movie Back to the Future that then helped turn it into the iconic car that it is.
I was just going to say, without Back to the Future, would it have lost as much of the cult status as it has today?
Anything with doors that open like that eventually in my life, I would have purchased. Because, wow, all I care about is that a door opens like that. It's like you can get a DeLorean or, like, a Lamborghini. Those are the only two cars where the doors go, whoop! Unfair. Unfair.
On this day in 1977, President Carter pardoned almost all of the Vietnam War drafters. The War Draft Dodgers. That one's difficult to say.
Yes, almost all of them. There was a lot of... Everybody was mad at this. Every group was mad at this. The veterans were like, hey, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Why are they getting pardoned? But President Carter, this was part of his original, like, his platform for becoming president. This was what he did on his very first day of being president. And he did it because he wanted to ease the emotional stress of that war that goes on with people. Because, I mean, there's a lot of legal ramifications if you dodge your draft.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Here it is, President Jimmy Carter.
And I do advocate a pardon for draft evaders. But I think that now is the time to heal our country after the Vietnam War.
He wanted to heal the country.
Aw.
Yeah, wherever you stand on that, war sucks. What the hell? Could just talk it out or make angry Facebook updates. Again, that's it.
On this day in 1908, the Sullivan Ordinance was passed in New York City, making it illegal for the women to smoke in public.
Yeah. Can you believe that? And then 2 weeks later, that it was vetoed by the mayor. It's like, this is the stupidest law. It wasn't exactly illegal to smoke in public. It was illegal to smoke in private places in the public. And only one woman was arrested for this and charged $5.
Oh, my goodness.
A hefty sum back then.
Yeah, but back then, when you got the ticket, if you didn't pay it right there on the spot, then you went to jail.
Oh.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Do not pass go.
Mm-mm.
We have the best citizens because of jail.
What?
In 1903, Harry Houdini escaped from the police station in Amsterdam, and I found an actual interview with Harry Houdini.
Oh, God.
Where he introduces himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in introducing Harry Houdini.
The hell was that?
Those were from a specialized one of those old circular clips that they found that he had recorded with Thomas Edison. They've been lost forever, but they were just found. And
what the
those
hell
were,
did he say?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you Harry Houdini.
He was introducing himself.
Yes,
sounds like something Stacey Moody does.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody, here comes Stacey Moody. Love Stacey Moody.
On this day in 1899, Opel produces its first automobile.
Which was something that you could only find in the UK. But then Buick, GMC bought it in the 30s. And then Buick, you could see the Opals, versions of the Opals from Buick from 1965 to 75. Something around there. The Opal. But if you look at that old car from 1899, it's so beautiful.
It is.
It just looks like, what you would strap a horse onto, but without the horse. That's what cars looked like back in the day.
Yes. So it's just like missing its front part?
Yeah, but really, the front part was just an engine now at this point. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I want one of those so bad. Could you see me driving down Shawnee Mission Park?
I can totally see that. Absolutely. That would be awesome. And actually, Dustin's Buick is technically a rebadged Opel.
Interesting.
Yeah, in this day in local history in 1879, Kansas tried to annex Kansas City, Missouri, for a very interesting reason. They decided that if they could get enough of pro-slavery sympathizers that lived in Kansas City, that when the Kansas was joined to the Union, that they could join as a slave state. But it got knocked down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Damn Kansas.
Yeah, basically Kansas was like, we want this because we want... They thought that more people believed in their beliefs. They wanted Kansas City for that reason. But then Kansas City became so valuable, because it's where basically everything is, that Missouri was like, nah, you can't have it.
Right.
You can't have it. You have it? No, you can't have it. Which then creates the reason why everybody who doesn't live here asks us that question about Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri all the time.
And you, before they can even finish the sentence, you go, no, Missouri.
Right. And your eyes have rolled back four times. I'm so glad that I know the answer to that question now.
On this day in 1853, the envelope folding machine is patented, which saved a lot of people folding their own envelopes.
Yes. Did they even do that? Did they just thought they used candle wax or something?
Yes, they used candle wax.
Ugh, envelope folding machine. That sounds like it put a lot of people out of work.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds just like what it's like today now, thanks to machines. Okay, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. There are hundreds and hundreds of persons scattered all over Kansas City that have been missed in the census. The census count will be incorrect in virtually every precinct unless every person that's overlooked responds to the call of civic pride and see that their names are included in the city's population list. Then, after they put this in the newspaper, returns have started to come in from postcards distributed and things that were cut out of the newspaper so that they could send it in for the census. And they even bugged people on the streetcars. We're just like, have you registered to vote these days? It's like, have you signed up for the census? I mean, you have to.
How do they do that now? I cannot tell you the last time I was involved in a census.
Somebody comes to your front door.
Don't you get one of those giant, the randomly selected people get that giant packet? They're like, would you please fill out this census information for us? I got one and I didn't fill it out.
The last time I know that someone came for the census, I was in Seattle. They knocked on the door and they're like, can we please speak to Melissa, which is my real name? And I was like, hi, it's me right here. No, Melissa. What? What do you think I am? What the hell?
Wow.
But yeah, you gotta fill out your census thing so 100 years from now, someone can find you on Ancestry.com. Or you can type in your information and be like, oh, look, Ancestry.com says there's all this information on my past. I should purchase a subscription to Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. And then when you do, it's just nothing but, yo, your family member lived here. That's it. Ancestry.com is such a...
I sense some hostility there.
Oh, Ancestry.com, that is a waste of money right there, let me tell you.
Don't be upset because your ancestors didn't decide to do any of the census and they're not any of the information's on there.
It's not that. It's that Ancestry.com makes you believe that there's all this information and then you just hit a roadblock. That's it. You get one little piece of information.
Is that the leaf?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, you go in, you type your name, and then it's like, look at all this information. It's like stuff you already knew. I saw stuff that was wrong on my family when I searched myself. Anyway, Ancestry.com, as they say here, do better.
Oh.
Okay, sorry.
Unofficial holidays.
Oh, thanks.
It is Hugging Day. Gross. Love this one. What?
Gross.
You don't want to join in a group hug after this?
Don't touch me.
I've got the cold, so.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have no hugs today on this National Hugging Day.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's also Sweatpants Day.
Yes. Shoot.
And it is Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Who?
It was what?
Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Squirrel Appreciation Day?
Yes, Squirrel.
Why do you say it like that?
Squirrel. That's how it's... There's two R's and then an E and then an L. Squirrel.
I hate you.
I quit.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
I can't believe, Stace, that you forgot our anniversary.
I did.
It was Sunday. It was Sunday. Do you know who remembered?
Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook was the reason that I saw a picture of us from our anniversary on Sunday. That was the day that I texted you, or you texted me?
I probably texted you.
Like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm watching the game.
Yep.
Over in this area. Come hang out. And you did. And it was the anniversary of, A, the first time we ever hung out in real life. And B, the anniversary of that time that we went to Pizza Bar and drunkenly ate someone's pizza.
Which is the best story.
Buzz fam. You know, it was a sad day. We all know. We relived it, but on the good side of it on Sunday. The loss to the Patriots last year. So nobody was feeling good, but we were hungry.
We were all very hungry, yes.
So we go over to Pizza Bar, Stace and I, and we just, you know how they have the little area where they put their finished pizzas for the people that have ordered them?
And paid for them?
Well, Stace and I were standing there. Someone like puts a full pizza up there, and I don't know if they said a name or not, but Stacey and I are just like, yes, this is ours. Ooh, pepperoni. Ooh, good. Ate the whole damn thing.
The entire, well, I think I said something around the lines of, oh, I don't want that because it has pepperoni on it. I just want cheese right now for whatever reason. Jordan goes, okay, takes off all the pepperoni off of a slice and hands me the picked off slice because you're so sweet.
You know. yeah, that Sunday was our anniversary of stealing someone's pizza at Pizza Bar. I'm still so sorry about that.
I'm not.
That's awful.
I regret nothing.
Also, I think that was the day where I was like drunkenly, I want you to come to the show with me.
Yeah. There was definitely talks about that. Yeah. I think I was at, I don't know what I had been doing that day, but I was very much drunk too.
Yes.
We were both very inebriated by the time we met up.
So we ate someone's pizza and we decided you should be on the show. And now here
we
are.
And look at us now.
Yeah. What a beautiful moment. Chris is somewhere working on the news right now, yeah, which he's going to tell us about coming up at 7 o'clock.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher Newsboy Minders, tell us what's going on in the world of news.
More My Chemical Romance news.
Okay.
They released a little video teasing a little bit of their new music. It's a video of a masked man walking through their woods, apparently about to perform a satanic ritual. Here's the music that they decided to put under that.
Absolutely not.
I can see it. I dig it.
That was just an arpeggio. It was just a guitar going. There was nothing
but I can imagine
that. Where it's going to go.
I can see Gerard Way just belting it out. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Do we have any more information? Do they have a release date or they just dropped it?
No, just dropped a teaser.
Stop it. Just give it to us.
Right?
You know, I hate when they drop like lyric videos and stuff too. Or they just give you the lyrics. Before they even give you the music at all. Like, here's the lyrics. What are you going to do with that? Write a poem? I don't know. Anyway, excuse me. I'm sick. I'm mad.
Police are also investigating a shooting after the Chiefs game at the 9 Ultra Lounge near 40 Highway in Noland. They have identified the shooter. It's 29-year-old...
Forget his name.
All right.
Jerk.
Two people were killed. 15 were injured, and it stopped when a security guard at the club shot and neutralized the shooter.
I can't believe it.
Such a
Kansas City thing to happen in Kansas City. Like, no guns, no gun violence.
Why? Just why?
Right. Such anger for no reason and ending people's lives for no reason. Okay, bring it up. Bring us up. There's got to be something.
This is a little lighthearted. A deaf man in New York is suing Pornhub for allegedly failing to provide proper closed captions for the deaf pornography consumers. He claims he was denied equal access to such titles as Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk and Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew.
He is claiming
that without these closed captionings, deaf people cannot enjoy the video content. Pornhub made a statement that while we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, we'd like to take this opportunity to point out that we have an entire closed captioning segment.
Yeah, there's 49 videos in there.
Oh. How do you know that number?
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
You know, when we talk on the radio, I never really think about who exactly is listening. I think about the Buzz family, but I never think of where our voices are playing out of.
Yeah.
I never, ever think about that.
It's scary. That is what makes this job scary. When you kind of think, yes, we've got people listening, that's fine. But when you start thinking about like where our voices are playing, possibly right now, then it makes you very nervous. And I'm guessing that the person that delivers FedEx to my apartment building listens to the Buzz.
Why do you think that?
Chris, you and I had a debate on Friday. I'd like to know what you think about this, Stace.
Okay.
Chris thinks I'm lazy because I had 84 pounds of cat litter delivered to my front door.
No.
Right?
It's not lazy because we have a subscription to cat stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's like, go get it. Once a month, you have to go pick up 40 pounds worth of stuff.
I live very close to Costco. On Sunday, I ordered something to be delivered to my house.
Oh my gosh, you both are lazy.
That is what day and age we're living in now, Chris. I don't know how many times I've said thank you, you saved my life, to the Postmates person that brought me like Burger King when
I was
hungover.
So you spent like $25 for a Big Mac.
Absolutely. Yes, that is the price.
That's the very opposite of the bane of my existence. Are you kidding me?
We're helping the economy. We're giving someone a job. I tip well. If somebody saves my life, I tip well. If I need a milkshake.
And you don't want to get out of the apartment? Oh my God.
It's putting on the bra. I always feel so bad for the Postmates.
Right? Oh.
I would trek across Antarctica to save $3 on a Big Mac.
Yes, you would.
We know. Yeah.
We would not. Mm-mm. We are millennials now, I guess.
I think we're just... No, we're taking advantage of the technology that is in our availability.
Exactly. And it is helping the economy because people are getting paid to do this. So we're helping with jobs by being lazy?
You are taking away the money
mm-hmm.
from Postmates people from
yeah.
going and getting it yourself.
The like extra $20 that it costs because it's not cheap.
It's so ridiculous.
It's not like $4 for someone to bring you your number three.
So like me providing financial stability for my family is hurting the economy.
Yes. That's how we justify it. So, all right. I'm glad you're on my side, Stace, because cat litter's heavy.
It is.
Very, very, very heavy. But Chris and I were talking about it on Friday. I got so many messages about it in my DMs.
Agreeing with you, saying that it's okay?
Yes. Yeah. So I guess this is something that
come
we do.
On.
But I was kind of laughing about the fact that this person had to then carry 84 pounds of cat litter up to my front door. And then I went home and I saw the box.
Oh, no.
It looks like it's been through World War III.
Oh,
kicked.
God.
It's bent out of shape. There's barely a piece of tape like covering it so that the box closes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is a real beat up box. And inside, is each box is 42 pounds worth of cat litter. So that's why I think that the person that delivers FedEx at my apartment building listens to the buzz.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is 84 pounds of something from Chewy.com going to this building. This bitch.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
This is exactly how you play it at your home, except for it's not a drinking game, unfortunately, here. Mm. Stacey doesn't drink anymore. Chris doesn't drink anymore. What the hell?
Oh.
That would be dumb then. I can't.
We'll do shots of water.
Ugh, yeah.
Shots of coffee at this point.
Yeah, we lost all our cred the moment that sentence came out of your mouth. If you'd like to play along, we'd love to also know what you at home / in the car have for stories with Never Have I Ever. Text those into 96500, and I'll keep an eye on the text line. But let's start it off. I always start it off. Chris, you started off today.
All right. Never have I ever successfully gotten rid of the hiccups.
You guys have? Chris and Stacey have. I have not.
Yeah, that's just like getting where you stop hiccuping, right?
Yeah, but you have to make yourself stop. How do you stop hiccuping?
Well, here's what happened to me is I was hiccuping, and I was at camp, and there was this beautiful girl that I was flirting with. And she said, if you can hiccup again, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek. And I did not hiccup again. I tried to, but it wouldn't happen.
Stace?
Yeah, you just hold your breath and then have someone scare you.
You hold your breath and have someone scare you.
Yeah.
Two things in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It usually works.
It never works for me.
Oh.
It never. And usually when I do start hiccuping, that's when a pretty girl is talking to me. Regardless if I've been drinking or anything like that. Like, hey, how are you?
Right.
Have you been drinking? It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever watched something online that actually disturbed me.
Oh, yes. All three of us have. This is one of those back in the day things, hopefully. Actually, even the documentary Don't F with Cats kind of
ruined
me.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I were you. They don't show it. But still, they allude to it, and that sometimes the theater of the mind is even scarier. Chris?
I watched the Bud Dwyer video when I was like 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That is a video of the governor or something like that?
He was in charge of
something in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he was accused of something that he absolutely was very against. I think it was taking money,
mm-hmm.
taking bribes. And so he had a press conference about it and shot himself right in the head through the mouth live on TV. Two things. Number one, Filter's song "Hey Man, Nice Shot" is about that. And number two, I was a kid when that happened, and it was a very snowy day. So my mom told me that when that happened, all the kids stayed home from school and were just sitting there watching the news, and then this guy blows his brains out live on the news.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, when all these kids are home because it was a snow day. No idea what that weird sound was. Hopefully it was not Bud Dwyer.
Is Santa here?
All right, my turn. Never have I ever been on a scary flight.
Ugh.
I have not. I think they've been pretty good, but that's because I don't, like, ride Spirit or whatever. Looks like both Chris and Stacey have. What's your story?
Mine was when I went to Minneapolis this last time a couple weeks ago.
What happened?
It was rainy and stormy going. Like, it was rainy and stormy here. So on the way, we were climbing up to the however many thousands of feet. And the pilot comes over the radio, or whatever it is, the speaker, says, "We're going to hit a little bit of turbulence, but it's okay. About 5-10 minutes, you'll be good, and then we'll be out of it." The stewardess came over and started trying to make jokes, at which point we hit a patch of turbulence that literally bounced us out of our seats. And I kid you not.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I have never felt it that, like, it was everybody just
right
out of our seats.
Right.
And I go, this is where I die.
Wow.
This is it. But then it was fine.
I always, when I go to the bathroom, I'm like, this is where I die. You know, a tiny little room that barely got anything for you to hold on to. This is where the plane loses control. And I just go, poof, poof. It's like, all right, we lost all 360 people on this flight. One of them was in the bathroom. That one was Jordan Silver of 96.5 The Buzz.
That's your legacy.
Would be. It would be.
Yeah.
It would be.
Mine's just any flight that I'm on. I do not like flying. They've all been bad.
Just because you're nervous about it?
It's not that I'm afraid I'm going to die. It's that I'm afraid I'm going to slam into the ground really hard.
I think you'll totally die before that.
Yeah.
I hope so.
If you've learned anything from Lost. Oops, I just ruined Lost for everyone.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
All right. Never have I ever had a ridiculous belief as a child.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You didn't think anything crazy?
I mean, probably nothing I can think of, though.
When I was a kid, we grew up on the coast, and I could see what ended up being the town over, but just on the other side of the ocean, and I thought that was Africa. Shut up. I didn't know that the world was that big. Shut up. I didn't know the world was that big. I was like, oh, look, it's Africa over there. No, it's not. That's like Portland.
Oh, my God.
I had a belief as a child that adults were responsible and knew what they were doing at all times.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow, way to take the fun out of this.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
One of the questions from the last round was, never have I ever had a ridiculous belief as a child. And we're getting them in from the text line. My mom used to tell me that eating the crust of my grilled cheese would make me pretty. Now I'm just fat.
Oh.
And another one for the had a ridiculous belief as a child. When I was a kid, I saw the Berlin Wall come down, and I thought that it was between North and South Carolina.
Oh, no.
I'm with you, second person. I'm with you. That song's like, it's a small, small world. No wonder I thought it was Africa right across the way. Anyway, playing Never Have I Ever right now, and would love to hear your answers to these questions. Send us a text to 96500. Stacey's turn?
It is my turn.
All right, tell us what's up.
Never have I ever have been actually emotional about a celeb dying.
Emotional about a celeb dying. Okay, I have not. Stacey and Chris have.
Ryan Dunn from Jackass. Okay. I was actually really sad when that happened. I really liked him.
What was it about him that made you so emotional?
I liked him the most, and he was just the best of all of them. He was really cool.
Chris,
I mean, not that I ever met him, but
mine was Perry Como, and then I can't remember his name, but Ernest. Ernest Goes to Camp. Ernest,
the guy. He's dead?
Yeah, John Vardy something.
I did not know he was dead.
Me neither. I gotta stop sending that guy a Christmas card now.
Oh no. Jeez. Where have they been going?
I don't know, but they haven't been returned. Never have I ever bought something for my house that made me look richer than I was. I know Chris is going to put a yes up there. Right. I know. Chris and I are going to put a yes. Stacey?
I'm just skip me. I want to hear what you guys have.
No. Chris?
I bought a copper rain gutter, one of those rain chain things, instead of just a normal rain gutter.
Oh.
It's all fancy.
So people drive by your house and they're like, I'm going to rob that house.
So, yeah.
I bought a Porsche.
Oh, my God.
Like my last bit of money. Like pull up to my house, there's a Porsche in front of it, but I can't even pay my like phone bill. That's me.
That's about right.
Or that was me. Now I just drive a reasonable car, and I can pay my phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Chris?
Never have I ever quit a job on the spot.
And we all have. Anybody got a good story?
I just said that today will be my last day. He's like, all right.
Oh.
I had the worst day of that job and convinced my friend to quit with me.
Oh.
I said, we're done. And we walked out on like, we were on the shipment team. We walked out on a shipment day. Like, you can figure this out. Bye.
Ooh. I left my key card underneath my keyboard. And then around, I don't know, I went for lunch. And then I didn't come back. And then the boss texted me. It was like, so I guess you're not coming back, but I need your key card. And I go, it's under the keyboard, bitch.
Suck it.
I love that.
Oh, it's my turn, right?
Sure.
All right. Never have I ever driven over 100 miles an hour.
Okay. We all have.
Yeah.
Stace, you are known for getting speeding tickets, aren't you?
Yes, but never that high. But
oh, good.
It's definitely been done a
Chris.
Few times.
Chris.
When we bought my wife's white Lexus in Georgia, they don't really follow any rules of the road. So we were going with the flow of traffic at about 102 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. As someone that lived in Georgia, I can completely concur. Mm-hmm. I have, but it wasn't my own car. I never even drove that Porsche. If I did, the engine would probably fall out of it. Now we're starting to get a good picture of the kind of Porsche that I bought. But no, my friend had just got a car for graduation. We were on the highway in North Carolina, and we were listening to the Dixie Chicks album Fly.
Oh.
You know, they're going like, goodbye, Earl. And I was like, let's see how fast this baby can go. And so she did, and then a cop pulled us over.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Amy. I'm still sorry for that. Wow. Would I have to help pay for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Hold on. Were you driving?
No.
No.
But I was the one that dared her.
It doesn't matter. She is in the driver's seat, and she is the one responsible for everybody in the passenger seat.
I would at least be like, how much is it? Oh, $8,000? That sucks.
Yeah.
But I'd still pay.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Like half.
Damn. No. You know whose fault it really is? The Dixie Chicks. Don't make such a rockin' album.
Invoice them.
Yeah.
Never have I ever carried around currency that isn't American.
No, Chris has. Stacey and I have not. You would just carry something around for good luck?
I went to Canada and I had some Canadian dollars. And I just had extra and I just kept them for a while and just kept them in my pockets because I thought it was cool to carry Canadian dollars.
It's not, Chris.
No,
it's not. All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Buzz family playing along with this game, and one of the cards said, never have I ever been emotional about a celebrity dying. It looks like the Buzz family, Steve Irwin and Robin Williams, are the two celebrity deaths that really, really, really affected the Buzz fam. Sad deaths.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, let's keep going. Never have I ever. And again, if you are listening and you want to contribute to this, just give us a text to 96500. Stacey, I believe it is your turn.
It is.
All right.
Never have I ever had something completely useless memorized.
Absolutely. We all have. What was yours, Stace?
Three things. One, the intro to the Church of Laszlo. two movies. Not Another Teen Movie. I can quote almost that entire movie by memory. And Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Wow. Mine is my brother and I, somebody back in the day with Nintendo, gave us a code for this game, Simon's Quest. And I still remember it. CTMVW26K R5KNSIBK.
What?
Whoa.
Yes. from Simon's Quest or Castlevania back in the day. What was yours, Chris?
Well, knowing all the presidents in order.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's so useless as the cheat code to Castlevania.
Also true.
Simon's Quest. Never have I ever lost something and actually got it back.
Oh.
I don't think this is a metaphoric question. I think this is a physical question. Stace, what did you lose?
My ID. Somebody actually mailed it back.
What?
I know.
What a good Samaritan.
That was so nice. So now every time I find an ID, I mail it.
Don't you just literally drop it into a post office box? Not that there are any.
Oh, I don't know. They put it in. I put it in an envelope.
Oh, okay.
Put it in an envelope.
I think you can just drop it in. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Chris?
What was the question?
All right. Never have I ever lost something and got it back.
Oh, yes. my wife.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I am too single to hear that story. Good for you.
Congrats.
Yeah. I'm going to unfollow you on Facebook now. I lost my wallet at Missy B's.
And you got it back?
And I got it back. It didn't have any of the cash in it. But I don't care. I still got my wallet. So thank you. Half thank you.
Half thank you.
Half thank you. Peeps at Missy B's. Next. Who's next?
Never have I ever been unable to pay back a loan.
Stacey has not. Chris and I have. Come on. What?
I absolutely hate owing money. So if I can't buy it outright, I don't buy it. Except for student loans. That's insane.
God, good for you. I'm unfollowing you on Facebook too. Chris?
Well, I went on vacation back in 07, and Becky F. loaned me some money during it for, like, hotels and whatnot. And I owe Becky F., I believe she lives in St. Louis, $300.
Are you going to give it back to her?
If she approaches me, I've been looking for her.
Becky F., we're about to get, like, 10 Becky F.'s.
I want to pay that back because I feel horrible for not paying it back. I just kind of
ghosted her. Well, then why don't you reach out to her? If you know exactly where she is and where she... Find her Venmo. Give her the $300 back.
I should.
You should.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't really want to do it, though.
I do really want to.
If you do, then you would have done it. You would have paid Becky F. Poor Becky F. She could have kids, right?
She has two kids.
Right.
Oh my God.
Kids are expensive. You know now. Take it from your baby's mouth. Give it to Becky F.'s baby's mouth. Becky F., huh?
Poor Becky F.
What was the question?
I've been unable to pay back a loan.
Oh, yeah. Sally Mae. But yeah. I didn't go to school and need Sally Mae. Like, I didn't have a loan. They still keep calling me. I think because of all the credit cards and bad stuff that I did back in the day, Sally Mae's like, oh, we'll get this sucker, too. And be like, yeah, you have a student loan with us.
Sally Mae, you bitch. All right. Never have I ever waited months into a relationship before telling my partner a secret.
None of us have.
I mean, nothing that I can think of. It's not like I waited forever to tell him I had herpes. I don't, but, you know. It's like, hey, I know we've been together for 9 years, but just as an FYI, you now have herpes.
Chris, there's so many people texting into the text line that they're Becky F. now.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
You can never tell doing radio what is going to trend and what is not. You can never tell. You just put all this stuff out there and then you see what the Buzz family picks up on and runs with. And today, they are running with Finding Becky F.
Are they?
They are. We just played Never Have I Ever, and Chris admitted that he owes someone named Becky F. $300 for a trip to Miami.
Well, yeah, it was just, they had paid for the hotels, right. And I used it, so I had to pay them back roughly $300 12 years ago. So if you include interest, it's probably like double that now, but let's just go $300.
No, that's what the Buzz family is starting to text in, besides the people that are claiming to be Becky F. now, because you owe this person $300. Somebody also texted in, should you pay her interest? We think you should. And then someone else texted in, let's start hashtag Find Becky F. on Twitter, which I have done.
What?
So feel free to retweet.
Oh, no.
So what do we know about Becky F.? She lives in St. Louis.
The last time I had contact with her, I believe, was like some 2012-ish, and she lived in St. Louis, and I believe she just gotten a divorce.
Okay. she needs the $300, Chris!
She does. I feel horrible.
How is she still talking to you when you owe her $300?
It was through email, and she's like, hey, just seeing if you have the funds yet to repay me, and I've never bonded.
Oh,
I was a broke student back then. I didn't have any money. I probably shouldn't have gone on those vacations, but I would love to pay her back.
There is nothing worse than when you are going on a trip with people that you think are your friends, and you're like, you know what? I'll get this hotel room. Y'all just pay me back. Mm-hmm. And then one of them doesn't, Chris. Oh, God. You go to church every weekend.
I do.
Woo, Becky F. Wow.
If you can tell me where I met Becky, then I will believe that you're Becky.
Well, I just want you to bring in some of these, bring in this email tomorrow for Mortified. Can you do that? Can you bring in the email that Becky F. sent you? That was like,
I might have that back, yes. In the,
I would love to hear your absolute mortification of this email from this poor girl who just wanted her $300 from the trip to Miami or whatever that you never paid back. Mm. Find Becky F.
Don't do it too hard.
It's a pretty common name. Becky F.
Is it short for Rebecca?
I don't know. Maybe I always called her Becky.
What did Becky look like? Because I have a picture in my head, and I don't think that it's
right now, she's probably mid-40s. She's got, I believe, a 15-year-old and a 19-ish-year-old.
How old were the people you were hanging out with?
Right?
When I went on vacation with them, the child was 5, and, like, she was 8.
You didn't hang out with kids your own age, did you?
Well, no.
Right. News coming up in 5.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher Newsboy Minders.
Yes,
what's
this
going on?
Story articulates how busy it is in the music world news today.
Okay.
Post Malone is going to be in a movie.
Oh, look at that. Give him another hat of all the things that he can do that people didn't think he could do.
Yeah, it's going to be starring Mark Wahlberg.
That sounds about right, huh?
Of course.
Yeah.
Spencer Confidential.
Okay.
And it is a comedic movie with the release date of March 6th. And the trailer, I couldn't play it on the radio because it does not translate well, but it looks really good.
It's an action movie,
yes,
with a comedy,
yes,
thing.
Yes.
Post Malone. You know, he's coming to Sprint Center like in a couple weeks on the 5th. And I asked someone this weekend, I was like, you want to go see Post Malone with me? And she's like, nah. And I'm like, but like, but I mean, everybody's going to be at that show. Do you really want? No. No, I'm good. Thank you. I do not want to go with you to Post Malone. Anyway. What else is going on? Shut up, Stacey Moody.
The final deciding factor game is going to be expensive. It's going to be the most expensive so far. The cheapest tickets for the final deciding factor game is around $5,000.
Ugh.
And the most expensive ticket will be around the price of a new Corvette, around $65,000
to see the Chiefs play,
yes,
the 49ers.
In the big final deciding factor game.
Because we're not allowed to say that on the air. You know what's funny? I was watching the final deciding factor game for the AFC,
mm-hmm,
which we all were watching, and I heard one of the announcers say, blah, 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 yeah, the big game. And I was like, shut up! You can say the SB word! Don't you dare say the big game. That's all we can say.
Well,
that's all we can say. It's like illegal for us to say those words because they're copyrighted.
Actually illegal.
Yes. Wow. $5,000 to 65.
And that's only where they're starting. I'm sure they're going to go higher. And if you're worried that the 4 direct flights from Kansas City to Florida aren't going to be enough, they're adding 16 flights for that weekend from Kansas City to Miami.
That's good. Well, this is the game where people from all over just pick one of the other two to cheer. I think I saw it on the news. There's actually, at this point, not a lot of KC representation there.
Oh!
Well, Christopher owes $300,000+.
Damn.
That's
it!
That was right there.
I guess I can't pay Becky F back.
I just almost threw up in my mouth.
I know. As soon as it came out, I was like, no!
Yeah, poor Becky F. Now you just lost.
Sorry.
All right, last news story.
Yes. Missouri is one of two states that don't ban texting and driving for all drivers.
Who's the special people that get to text and drive?
This might change.
Okay.
It might not change. Because it doesn't. Mayor Lucas is introducing a new thing to redefine distracted driving. But the thing is, it doesn't specifically address texting and driving, but bans stuff that may, you know, distract you.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason they want to pass as a law is to assign responsibility in accidents. And they gave some specific examples of what they want to ban. Grooming while looking in the mirror.
Oh, so they're getting, so they're saying that this is other stuff that will distract you while you're driving. Yes, you should. Yep.
Reading
Reading while driving.
While driving.
These are things that people do.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And putting directions into a mapping device.
Oh, yeah. You got to pull over to the side of the road to do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're doing this because you can't be charged with breaking the law if there's no law to break. Mm. So now.
So now we're going to be, that's distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just drew a wiener on my notes. I don't know why.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Stace, you and your boyfriend have been together for 6 months.
Almost, yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're looking at places together now.
Yes.
He went from, I don't know who this kid is, to has their own side of the bed.
Yep.
To we went furniture shopping to furnish the side of that bed with something for him to put his phone on.
All within 6 months.
Yeah, I know. We're at 6 months now. That happened like 2 months down
that
the road.
That happened a long time ago.
Y'all moving real fast. But you're at the point now where you guys are looking for a place to live together 6 months in.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Big step.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, well, we need more space. The apartment that my apartment now is, I love it and I love the area, but it's just too small for two people and a cat. So we have been looking at apartments and we found one. We went and saw one yesterday. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Downside is it's in Kansas.
Like Mission? Like here? Like.
No.
Kansas is Lenexa? Terrible.
Yeah. What part of Kansas?
KZK.
Oh.
But it's off County Line Road. It's right over there by Lulu's.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't tell everybody exactly where you're going to move.
But it's, no, what I'm saying is it's barely in KCK.
Are you going to have to change your driver's license?
So here's the thing. No, I refuse to admit to anyone legally that I will be living in Kansas.
Well.
I'm still going to register everything in Missouri.
That doesn't make sense because they will know. They know everything. The government knows everything.
Everything is registered at my mom's house. They don't know that I don't live there.
Why do you have such a problem with moving to Kansas?
God, because it's Kansas.
Okay,
ew.
Let's get into that. As Stacey Moody makes a disgusting sound, as many people that live in Kansas are listening right now.
Okay. I used to live in Kansas City, Kansas, commonly known as the KCK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I moved out after our house was burglarized.
Yeah, everybody knows that story.
It's in the very corner of KCK. It's in the nice, you know,
the north
little corner of
west
KCK.
Corner.
I don't know.
Shouldn't you have pride with where you live?
Yes.
I mean, I tag my building in everything. I love that place.
This is.
I also love living in Kansas City, Missouri, and even paying that 1% tax
income tax.
Oh God, we got to do that soon.
Yuck.
So you're right, I take such pride in telling people I live in Kansas City and actually meaning Kansas City proper, not a suburb of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, where in Kansas City? No, Kansas City.
Right. And everybody outside of here does not care.
No, no, not at all.
I live in Kansas City!
Well, which you can one? Still say Kansas City.
That's true, and I
but
will.
But every time it comes out of your mouth, it's going to be kind of a lie.
It's gonna kill me a little bit every time I say I live in Kansas City, where it's accurate, but it's, I'm telling a little lie.
Are you close to the Sprint Center in the Kansas City that you live? No. Are you close to Nelson Atkins? No. Do you have to pay the 1% tax?
No.
Stace.
Look. We looked at a place very close to where we live now. It just, this place in Kansas is so nice and I like it. And they have like keyless everything. And
so you're saying there's not one other nice place apartment in the metro with keyless places that aren't going to be just as nice?
Yeah.
They're really expensive. You have to move out of the city to find things that aren't. You know, $2,000.
We'll go north or go south.
We've tried that.
Look, can we go back to the fact that they've been dating for 6 months and they're moving in together?
Yes, I know. We are a lesbian couple. I get it.
Thank you. I didn't say it.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
1,000 miles away right now when I'm speaking into the microphone. Yeah. You know, like how like super high you feel on NyQuil or DayQuil. I feel that just naturally right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the doctor after this. I think it's time for some medicine. Oh, but I'll stay focused. We got this. So we're going over something called the types of people that you meet at least once in your life. And I challenge you guys to figure out really quickly what type of people we all are. And so I've got Stacy as an ex-angry girl who's experiencing the upswing of life.
Oh, crap. That's pretty accurate.
Nice.
Oh, good. Yeah, nice. Who did Stacy? Oh, wait, I just did Stacy. Remember, I'm very sick. How am I the leader? What do you think, Chris?
Chris is the type of person to remember one awful thing about you and bring it up years later in the most inopportune time.
Yep, that's about right. That sounds like Chris.
All right. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You are the type of person who will make multiple plans with over multiple weekends, and then you will constantly bail.
That's pretty true. Unless you're good looking and I'm attracted to you, then I'll make every plan, and I will hold every single one of them. I'm not attracted to you, Chris.
You don't have to be sexually attracted to me to find me attractive, Jordan Silver.
Yes, I do. Wow. But we're not getting into that,
because
that's the type of person.
Turn of events.
Yes, that's the type of person that we are. So, Stacey, you put together this list from BuzzFeed of the best 10 types of people that you meet at least once in your life. What are you going to go over? What can we expect?
Not necessarily the best, but some of the worst people that you can ever come in contact with. Starting with the person at the airport terminal taking a photo of the planes with their iPad.
Oh, my God. That's a taste of what this list is going to be?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the rest of it coming up in a minute.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
All I wanted to know is if I have a fever, and neither Chris or Stacy will touch my forehead to let me know.
Yeah, being this close is too close.
Ugh, a fever.
On a normal day.
Anyway, my friends don't care that I'm sick. It's fine. We are going over the types of people that you meet at least once in your life. And Stacy was looking at this list. You put together the best of the best.
The person at the gym who has their headphones in, jamming, acting as if they're shooting a whole music video.
Ugh.
How do you get that pumped up?
You're at the gym.
And you take steroids.
And you don't want to be there.
Oh.
You probably do want to be there. Wait, that's your scene. That's where everybody's watching you. That's like the kind of guy that tells you that you're doing something wrong. You know, like, you're not doing that right. Let me show you how to do it. I know what I'm doing.
Gross.
I know. Usually that's an invitation to hit on someone. All right, what else have we found
on this
list?
Next is the person at every wedding dance who thinks they know all the choreographer, to NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Guilty.
You?
Yeah.
No.
Bye Bye Bye. Yeah, of course.
You only know the, like...
No, don't want to be a fool. You want me to get into it right now? I don't feel that good, but I'll still do it.
I want to see it.
Okay. What? So what? Somebody wants to dance at the... It's a wedding. It's not like this is going to be on camera forever.
Yeah, because that doesn't ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
The person at a show that smells like they left their shirt in the washer for a month.
Oh, I can't. Do they not smell it?
And they're...
No, that's the thing.
Because they're used to it.
That's the unfair thing about smelling. Is that usually you don't know that you're doing it. Oh, God, stop looking at me.
This was my way into intervention.
You know what's funny? During emo night the last time, shut up, Chris. Somebody's like, went up there already to like where the DJ is playing, and they're like, it smells like BO so bad over there. Just be warned, it smells so bad. And I went up there, I didn't smell anything.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it was. Just because it's cold outside, Buzz fam, does not mean that you may possibly sweat. I mean, coat racks were just completely full this weekend because it's 4 degrees outside and 800 degrees inside everywhere.
Yikes. Oh, yeah. I used to, when I was a younger wee kid, I would not wear a jacket. I'd leave it in my car and then just freeze walking to the venue.
Yes, that's, well, the sacrifices that you have to do for a show. Then when you leave, you're sweating bullets.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then those bullets freeze literally to your body. All right, the person at the party who just plays with the dog, that's me.
Yeah.
I hate everyone at the party except for that dog.
Why do you even go to the party?
Because the dog's there.
Is that on the invitation?
You know.
Party at my house Friday. There'll be snacks, drinks, BYOB, dog will be there.
Yeah, that's the only way to get me there.
Okay.
To any party.
All right.
The person the person at baggage claim who feels the need to touch every single bag, every single one of them, no matter what color.
What if it looks just like everybody else's and you think that that's it? Mm-mm. What if yours is like the most normal looking, like, it's just the regular black one?
If you have one that looks like everyone else's, then put an identifying factor on it so you don't have to put your grubby hands on everybody else's suitcase.
I don't need to bling out my luggage.
Putting a red string on your tires is not blinging out your luggage.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Oh, I buy it the way it comes from the store, and I zip it up, and I throw my crap in it, and then set it off into the plane.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Whoa, let's go. You want to go?
I do want to go.
Let's go.
Why can't you put any... Why do you have to purchase things from the store and then you can't modify in them and you consider that blinging it out?
Yes, because there's things that you can bling out and then there's things that are just absolutely unnecessary.
Well, if that's the case, why don't you just want to go one of those suitcases that just prints your photo in it and it's just laminated and you'll never, ever have to worry about someone else having your suitcase.
Where can I get that?
For your birthday, I'll do it. Yeah.
You do give the best gifts.
I do.
He does. All right, keep going with that list. I think that we're okay. Are we okay now?
Yeah,
okay.
We're good.
Yeah, if it has my face. It'll probably be the last one at the very bottom, that like the dog that's also in the steerage.
It looks like your Chewy.com box.
Yes.
The person at a food place, when the cashier shouts, "Order for Lisa," and they come up talking about, did you say Jonathan?
Sometimes it's hard to hear, okay? Sometimes it's hard to hear.
Hi, I just ordered and there were 15 people in front of me. Is this mine?
Well, that's the thing. What if you ordered before Lisa? And then all of a sudden Lisa's order is being given to her. And you're like, where's my order? I ordered before Lisa. What the hell?
Calm down,
did they
Jonathan.
Forget about me? Did they forget about me? No? You don't care? Well, fine. You just stand there and they'll forget about you. Watch.
They will, and then they'll spit in your food.
Anyway.
Oh, is your name Jonathan? Great, thanks. And then they're spitting your food.
Fine.
The person at the gym, another gym one, who you've never spoken to, but for some reason just pisses you off. This could be applied in any setting for me. I've never met a person, I just look across and I'm like, oh, I hate you.
Wow.
Oh, all the time.
What is it? What's the thing, the first thing that you normally click into when you see somebody and you're just like, I know nothing about you. I don't know your history, your past. I don't know if you just donated so much money to a certain thing. I just absolutely hate you by the way you look.
Hair and shoes.
Damn, she got an answer.
Yeah, it's mostly what you're wearing and how you're, it's your appearance. If I see something that I hate on you, hair is a big one.
Oh, so you're a shallow judgmenter.
100%, yeah.
Your hair is blue.
Yeah. You know, and I still hate other people with blue hair. And I'm like, why are you copying me?
Anyway, keep going with this list.
All right. Person who strictly wears cargo shorts no matter what the weather is. I actually know one of these people.
Who would
and
that
it is
be?
Infuriating.
Hmm. I mean, sometimes maybe their body runs a little warm and they don't need to warm up with the longer clothes.
Yeah, that could be from the Antarctica. I have a fever now, but I'm not even like present for this conversation.
Where are you at?
Well, I'm not here. Antarctica?
I think so.
I need to go to the doctor.
You want me to hurry up now?
No, keep going. I'm explaining my reasoning for not making any sense. And we would know if I have a fever if either of you guys would touch my forehead.
No. Not doing it.
Well,
all right.
Hey, I didn't ask you to get my temperature the other way.
Chris, that's all you.
I've got gloves.
Ugh. All right. The worst person on this list is a person on Instagram that for every Throwback Thursday, they post pictures of their wedding that happened 3 years ago, and it says something like, TB to the happiest day of my life. Yeah, Jackie, we get it. We were there. We've seen it every Throwback Thursday since.
Stace.
Stop.
That's going to be you in like 2 weeks. Am I wrong? You're already moving in with your boyfriend. It's been 6 months. You're looking for a place together.
I have no comment.
Yeah. Is there already a date? Is there already a date and I just didn't get invited?
To the wedding?
Yeah.
It already happened. It was a shotgun wedding.
Damn, you pregnant?
Is there a baby Moody?
Tell the world.
We're having another cat.
Welcome to my world. I told you. I told you guys.
Crap!
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
There's not much difference between drinking and having a fever.
Yeah, I'm noticing this.
I mean, Stace.
You get loopy.
I'm sorry. I don't know. My brain is apparently mushing right now.
So much, in fact. You just paid me a compliment.
I know. That feels weird.
That was terrifying.
But you deserved it.
I mean, obviously, yes.
I don't even remember the compliment.
I was doing something for Thursday, and you're like, oh, my God, that's you're so ahead.
Wow.
So you are. Thank you.
Also, Chris just airdropped me something. Is it snowing outside?
Yes! Oh,
yes, it is. I can go drift in my Volvo.
I can't wait to drive myself to the clinic.
The wellness clinic.
The wellness clinic.
Let's get that specific.
You guys, I avoided so many colds. How did this one hit now?
I don't know.
You probably need to stop sucking on your fingers after you touch everybody.
God.
Well, that's the end of the show, everybody.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.